Hello, good morning, good afternoon, good evening, good night, good day, good midday, good whatever time you're listening to this. Welcome to another very special episode of The Voice Letter with Onokwemeko. And I am pretty excited. I think my voice is even quite calm this time around compared to other episodes. Yes, I'm pretty excited to have you listen to this at this very time. Very, 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 very glad that you're doing this. I do not take you for granted. I do not even take you listening to my podcast for granted. I do not even take you listening to any of the things I have to say for granted. Thank you for sticking with us. Thank you for sticking with me. Thank you for always turning up every month. Every month. Yes, welcome to July. I'm quite excited for what July has for us. I'm quite excited for. Yes, I'm very, very excited about July. Not just because it's my birth month. That's true. It's even my birth month. Yes, my birthday is July 23rd. But you know, it's just a birthday. Let's move on. All right. So yes, welcome to the July edition. And this month, there's this thing that dropped in my heart early last month. That's in June to talk about. And I would from there. I also promised to speak about how I gave my life to Christ. And I think I should start from there. That, yeah, I think I actually had that in mind as a bonus for serving you the voice letter quite late this month. Yeah, getting late. All right, so let me go ahead. So when I say how I gave my life to Christ, okay, in the book of Romans chapter 10 verse 10, it says that with the heart the man believes, and with the mouth he confesses unto salvation. So when we say we give our life to Christ, or we receive the life of Christ, or we became born again, that simple act of believing in our hearts and confessing with our mouth is what made us born again. So I'm not talking about I've been attending church. Yes, I was born in church. They did my christening ceremony in church, and I grew up in church. In fact, I was even in the choir at a point in my life. In fact, yes, I was in the choir at a point in my life, and I grew up in church. I did the entire things a typical child that grew up in church would do, and all those things. But yes, there was no personal walk with God. I didn't know the Holy Ghost. I didn't know as I ought to. I didn't have a relationship. Yes, it's that relationship part I should hammer on. So yes, on getting to University of Lagos 100 level. When I got to University of Lagos in 100 level, I continue with the ways I've been living my life prior to University of Lagos. Then I don't know, by I think it's a holy the divine intent, yes, by a divine plan of God. God just associated with me with one or two, three, four, five, six. Yeah, we're like six. Yeah, six boys, six guys that we used to move around in school then. Out of that six, maybe two, yeah, out of that six, two of them had church mind, so they just wanted to attend a church or attend fellowship. Yes, on campus we call it fellowship. Yeah, so they wanted to attend a fellowship, and they did just that. And by doing just that, once in a while, probably I feed us the gist, they would just say they had to go for fellowship or something. So yes, once in a while we would follow them. Sometimes we decide not to. I was telling somebody yesterday that when I was in year one, I used to be scared of going to fellowship because I used to look at all those people in fellowship. I'm like, all these people are just too holy. I just feel like they can literally, once they shake me and say, "Hey, brother, how are you?" Once they lie, they can just literally see my sins. They can just discern all the things, all the bad things I've done. So it used to be very, very somehow for me to attend, but I used to attend anyways because my friends were. So I literally did follow. Talking of follow, I followed. Then I would attend Monday meetings, Wednesday Bible study, and all those things. Yeah, till a time there was the fellowship organized a. Which one is the fellowship? Let me mention the name of the fellowship. The name of the fellowship is First Square Students Fellowship in Unilag. It's probably known as FSF in Unilag. So, I attended with them. They organized a camp meeting. Somewhere in Ibadan, thereabouts. So I attended with them. It's an annual program, like the annual camp meeting, actually. They call it KLM, that's Kingdom Life Matters. So I went to KLM because some brothers in the fellowship convinced my guys to come for the camp meeting. So my guys convinced me to come for the camp meeting. So basically, I did folly again to go to camp that year. And that this year is 2017. Yes, 2017. Early 2017. In fact, so day one of the camp meeting went well. I enjoyed the atmosphere. In fact, I saw a video recently of, I think, day two of that very camp meeting. And I just saw myself. They were doing, it was an intense worship meeting. They were doing worship session. I was dabbing. You know that dab dance now? I saw a video recently and I was like, God, what was I doing in my life? But I didn't really worshiping God and I was dabbing. I was just playing. I was enjoying the fellowship of the brethren, obviously. But I was just too relaxed. I just came to come and spend time with my friends. That's what I saw it as, to be honest. That's what I saw it as. And on the third day, there was one session. There was a relationship session on the third day, and it was just a relationship session. But what the man was saying, the standards, and how the man was explaining how we ought to live as believers and all those things, things just struck with me so much. And I even prayed the prayer for us. He prayed the prayer for us, and that very prayer caught my attention. I just had to stick my life on it. That this word, I have to run with it. Then after he finished, imagine, after finishing talking about relation session, he asked people that want to give their life to Christ. Guy, I don't know how I went out. I stepped out. And I just did it, guys. Yeah, I answered that. Not like I've not been answering, yes, and this is the part I want to really correct. Not like I've not been answering altar calls all through my life, even in church and growing up at home and all those things. I used to, but the last one that introduced me to a walk, the last one that started the walk is what I'm talking about. Yeah, so I gave my life to Christ in May 2017 or more. It's already how many years now? 2018, 2019, 2020. Almost 5 years. Jeez, is it 5 years? Yeah, maybe in my head. Sure. So I gave my life to Christ in May 2017, and since then, I think I'm still going to do a since then podcast. How my work has been ever since. So I'm not going to talk about that in this podcast. So next, to the next thing I really want to talk about. I was even thinking this podcast will be short, but it doesn't look like it's going to be short anymore. To the next thing, there's this thing that I came across and I want to share with us. And it's like this. It's your ordination determines your consecration. It is not rhymes. Even though it sounds like it rhymes a little. Our ordination as believers, what the Lord has ordained us to, determines our consecration. So when you see believer A doing certain things, and you be like, me, I can't even do these things. I can't. No, I think you can relate to it now. You have seen probably a believer do certain things, and you be like, I can't even do half of the things that this guy is doing. Holy Ghost will have scolded me. Like, Holy Ghost will just sharply scold you on the spot. It's because your ordination. Your ordination to lay hold on your ordination totally. There is a level of consecration for it, and that's the issue a lot of people make. They want to judge their work with God with other people. So when this person is doing this, and you think automatically I should be able to do it, since this person is a believer, even a more mature believer than I am, but their ordination might not be the way yours is. So the consecration, that's why when we say. When you see probably a believer that wears earring, or I don't want to talk about this part because I do not think it. Let's leave it here. Yeah, so when you see a believer that probably is quite lax, when I say lax, it's quite, I don't use nonchalant, it's chilling, yes, a very chilling believer, as in the sense that they take things slow, or they just do it at their pace. You know, the kind of things that you cannot even do. You cannot talk down on people. You know, the Lord has probably trained you so much that you can't even talk down on people. You can't speak evil of anybody and all those kind of things. And you just see other believers do it and nothing move. You just they cringe, say, Holy Ghost. See, it's not the same Holy Ghost that we have. It's because your own ordination deserves a high consecration. Our consecration is going to differ because our ordination differs. Sure, you get. So I don't want you to judge your walk with anyone's walk, because your level of consecration is going to be different. What the Lord calls you for, there is a level of consecration you need to lay hold on it. And if you are going to be living your life by daily doing comparison of, oh, this person does it, I can do it. You know, some people, most of you, for some sisters, have actually heard it before. Holy Ghost has expressly told you not to wear trouser. It's not because there is an issue with it or anything. The Holy Ghost has just expressly told you not to wear trousers. But you'll not be comparing yourself. See, but Victoria Renzi wears trousers. You don't get it. The point is, your ordination, it's what determines the kind of consecration that the Lord would give to you. And consecration is setting apart. Consecration is the way God sets you apart. Consecration is the requirement, the things He expects you to lay down. The scripture says that we should lay down the weights that doth easily beset us. That's KJV. So yes, our ordination determines the level of our consecration. It's simple. The kind of rigor that someone that is going to, that is doing a PhD course is going through, is obviously not the same as the kind of rigor that someone that is doing a BSc degree is going through, because the what they hope to get at the end of it is different. So the kind of rigor and the kind of process they will go through will be different. It's as simple as that. I don't want you to mix it up in your mind. What the Lord is going to, when the Lord have high expectations of you, is because He has high responsibilities for you. Yes, I just found the best way to communicate it. When the Lord gives you high instructions, it is because He has high responsibilities for you. And I hope I really, really hammered it. So thank you very much for listening to this month's podcast. It's quite short, I think. I pray for your July, that your July would be full of God's mercies, that your July would be filled with even the sure mercies of David, that your July would be full of amazement, amazing things around, amazing testimonies, that you find grace to align 24/7. You would just walk in alignment. You know what to do per time. You know, I find clarity per time. You're not confused. You're not overwhelmed. Amen. As I said earlier, if you have feedback, suggestions, if you have subtractions, additions, always feel free to reach out to me on social media platforms, Instagram, Jenokwemipo. You could also, under this podcast, there should be a place for you to comment or something. Yes, and you can also reach out to me via mail, opemipo.shorunke@gmail.com. Opemipo is spelled opemipo.shorunke, SORUNKE@gmail.com. Just find a way to give me feedbacks. I'm always open to feedbacks. And I'm always glad that you are doing this with me every month. Happy new month. Enjoy yourself. I love you very much. Thank you.